in the limelight.
Iran's permanent ambassador to the United Nations says if the United States tries to use the Iran nuclear deal snapback mechanism to restore sanctions against the country, it will be humiliated again, as the international community has already rejected Washington's bid. Majid Takht-Ravanchi, Iran's permanent ambassador to the United Nations, made the remark in a recent tweet just a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he will meet with Indonesia's UN ambassador, Dian Triansa Djani, who is also the Security Council's president for August, to submit a complaint about Iran's non-compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. Even though Washington quit the accord in 2018. Referring to the Security Council's rejection of the U.S.-drafted anti-Iran resolution, Majid Takht-Ravanchi said the international community rejected America's right to snap back recently. He also warned the U.S. administration that it shouldn't try its luck to restore sanctions against Iran once again, because it will only be humiliated again at the U.N. Security Council. We now present you an article written by Saheb Sadeghi, a columnist and foreign policy analyst on Iran and West Asia. The piece is titled, "Trump Can't Have His Cake and Eat It Too on Iran Sanctions." The article has appeared on the Foreign Policy website. Please stay with us for more of Saheb Sadeghi's article. Recently, the United States delivered notification to the UN Security Council demanding a so-called snapback of all the previous UN sanctions against Iran under Resolution 2231. The Trump administration cited significant violations of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, from which the United States withdrew back in May of 2018. All Security Council sanctions against the country were lifted under Resolution 2231, which endorses the nuclear deal, less than 24 hours after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo submitted the notice to the U.N. Security Council. 13 of the Council's 15 permanent and non-permanent members expressed their opposition to U.S. efforts to reimpose sanctions against Tehran. They stressed in their letter that because the Trump administration has withdrawn from the nuclear agreement, it had no right to invoke the snapback mechanism in the deal to return the sanctions. In a recent contribution to Foreign Policy, Richard Goldberg, a senior advisor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, cited Resolution 2231 to justify the U.S. call for snapback sanctions, despite Washington's withdrawal from the nuclear deal. In Richard Goldberg's opinion, the U.S. government retains a permanent right to invoke the resolution and use the snapback mechanism, because the resolution does not say that a state that was once a participant in the nuclear deal cannot use the dispute mechanism. It is hard to believe that the Trump administration has based its intention to trigger the snapback mechanism on such a shallow and legally tenuous argument. Without explaining the rights and duties of a participant, Richard Goldberg cites the resolution and wrongly argues that the United States is still a participant in the nuclear deal. The term participant is not a simple, honorific title. Participation in the nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, includes participation in an agreement that started in 2015 and will continue until 2025. By no means is it acceptable for a country that withdrew from this participation in 2018 to maintain a participant state. The United States is either a participant in the deal and will remain in it until 2025, or it is not a participant and has withdrawn from the deal. It is as simple as that. The fact that the United States is no longer a participant has been admitted by key U.S. leaders and officials. Indeed, upon the official announcement of America's withdrawal from the deal on 8th of May 2018, under the executive order issued by President Donald Trump, who called seizing U.S. participation in the JCPOA, the country officially announced that it had terminated its participation in the Iran nuclear deal. Trump mentioned seizing U.S. participation in JCPOA four times in his executive order. On 11th of May 2018, the U.S. government, in a formal communication, officially informed all JCPOA participants that the United States would no longer participate in JCPOA-related meetings and activities. Furthermore, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stated at the time that President Trump terminated America's participation in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. The fact that the United States was described as a JCPOA participant in a paragraph of Resolution 2231 is purely descriptive. It lists as a factual matter the participants at the time of the resolution's adoption in 2015. Even assuming that the United States is still a participant state, which it's certainly not, Richard Goldberg makes a second misleading argument relating to the process of using the snapback mechanism. Goldberg says the sanctions will automatically come back into force within 30 days after the U.S. government presents the U.N. Security Council with a notification. A look at the text of the original resolution sheds light on this issue. Paragraph 10 of the Resolution 2231 explains how the countries participating in the JCPOA could use dispute resolution mechanism discussed in paragraphs 36 and 37 of the deal if Iran's non-compliance were found to constitute significant non-performance. In fact, resorting to the snapback mechanism is the final stage of the JCPOA dispute resolution mechanism, which can restore previous UN resolutions that were suspended under UN Security Council Resolution 2231. A third flaw in Richard Goldberg's argument is his claim regarding a substantial breach of the international accord by Iran. Goldberg's argument is premised on the claim that Iran started breaching the accord before other parties. He neglects to mention that the United States violated the agreement first by illegally withdrawing from it. Indeed, the United States has blatantly violated the deal by reimposing various sanctions and imposing a maximum pressure policy on Iran since it ceased its participation in JCPOA in May of 2018. Whilst Iran only gradually began to reduce its commitments exactly 1 year after the U.S. pullout from the deal, in compliance with the mechanisms contained in the accord itself. According to paragraph 36 of JCPOA, Iran can reduce its obligations in full or in part in the event of partial or substantial breach of obligations by other parties to the deal. Even after Washington's withdrawal from the deal, Tehran fully abided by the deal for a full year, as verified by 15 consecutive reports by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations nuclear watchdog. Moreover, both John Bolton, Donald Trump's former national security advisor, and Brian Hook, the former U.S. special representative for Iran, have stressed that the United States has withdrawn from the Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And finally, Richard Goldberg ignores a general principle that exists in both Resolution 2231 and in paragraph 37 of the JCPOA. Good faith in using dispute resolution mechanism. Good faith is a generally accepted principle in the implementation of treaties and international agreements. Resorting to the snapback mechanism in line with the JCPOA and the resolution should only occur in order to resolve a dispute and to bring parties back to their obligations under the deal. What the current Trump administration has been doing and saying in relation to the JCPOA has suggested its intention to kill the nuclear deal rather than acting in good faith. The Trump administration has not only refused to abide by its own commitments to the JCPOA, but it has also substantively prevented other countries, other parties to the deal, as well as other United Nations member states from implementing their own commitments in accordance with the deal and in accordance with UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Far from ignoring multilateralism, as Richard Goldberg contends, the other parties to the deal, that is Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and the Islamic Republic of Iran, are upholding the principles of multilateralism, whilst Washington practices an extreme form of unilateralism. Iran's permanent ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takht-e Ravanchi, says if the United States tries to use the Iran nuclear deal snapback mechanism to restore sanctions against Tehran, it will be humiliated once again at the UN Security Council. The international community has already rejected Washington's bid to bring back sanctions against Iran. Majid Takht-e Ravanchi made the remark in a recent tweet just a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he will meet with Indonesia's UN ambassador, Dian Triansyah Dejani, who is also the UN Security Council's president for August, to submit a complaint about Iran's alleged noncompliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. Washington withdrew from the JCPOA in May of 2018. Mike Pompeo's meeting is an extension of the United States' effort to use the JCPOA snapback mechanism to reinstall all UN sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Pompeo also warned Russia and China not to disregard the reimposition of all UN sanctions on Iran, adding that the United States would target the two countries with sanctions if they refused to reimpose the punitive measures against Iran. Pompeo's remarks came after UN Security Council forthrightly rejected a US resolution to extend an arms embargo on Iran that is due to expire in October. Referring to the UN Security Council's rejection of the US-drafted anti-Iran resolution, Majid Takht-e Ravanchi said, "The international community decisively rejected America's right to invoke the snapback mechanism recently." He also warned the U.S. administration that it shouldn't try its luck to restore sanctions against Iran once again because it will only be humiliated once again within the Security Council. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the United States will once again fail in its new push to invoke the so-called snapback mechanism in the 2015 nuclear deal. President Rouhani told a cabinet meeting in Tehran recently, "America is no longer a member of the JCPOA and it cannot use this mechanism. And all the parties to the deal have already condemned the US effort." US President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in May of 2018, calling it the worst deal ever negotiated. Washington also reinstated its unilateral economic sanctions against Tehran after leaving the multilateral agreement in defiance of United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231 that fully endorsed the nuclear agreement. Speaking on the sideline of a cabinet meeting on 12th of August, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif also said the United States had forfeited its right to use the snapback mechanism because it was no longer a party to the JCPOA. Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif told reporters, "Legally speaking, the United States is in no position to use the snapback mechanism. The three European allies of the United States also explicitly stated at a previous meeting of the UN Security Council that the United States could not use the snapback mechanism." Meanwhile, China has also called on the United States to end its unilateral sanctions against Iran and adopt a correct path towards respecting a multilateral 2015 nuclear accord between Tehran and the 5+1 group. Speaking at a regular press conference in Beijing, China recently, the foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the United States needs to abandon unilateralism as well as unilateral sanctions. The US needs to adopt a reasonable and realistic attitude and return to the right track of observing the nuclear agreement, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. In response to a question about Washington's failed attempt to extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said most members of the UN Security Council opposed America's draft resolution and held the view that the JCPOA and the UN Security Council Resolution 2231, which endorses the nuclear deal, should be earnestly preserved and implemented. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian added, "The voting result once again shows that unilateralism receives no support and bullying will fail. Any attempt to place one's own interests above the common interests of the international community is a dead end." Also, Russia fortunately said the United States' attempt to force the return of all United Nations sanctions against Iran will definitely fail, but may undermine the United Nations in the process. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in an interview with Russia's Itatas news agency, recently said it will produce no result anyway, but it might eventually lead to a very serious scandal and rift within the UN Security Council, and in the final analysis, undermine the authority of the United Nations. Sergei Lavrov called the bid reckless and said, "We understand that the vast majority of nations realize the incorrectness and counterproductivity of this American attempt." The Russian foreign minister said what the United States was trying to do had no legal basis, and its argument was merely legalistic and quasi-juridical. Lavrov pointed to how Washington faced a similar defeat when it recently tried to have an arms embargo on Iran extended beyond its expiry date of October, according to the JCPOA. Only the Dominican Republic backed the United States in its bid. 13 of the 15 UN Security Council members forthrightly rejected America's draft resolution. Sergei Lavrov said, "We explained it all clearly to our American partners. Nevertheless, they made the decision to submit a relevant resolution at the UN Security Council." The top Russian diplomat added, "Generally speaking, I think they knew what the result will be, but evidently they wanted to send a message about their determination to settle this matter and would attempt to ensure the adoption of a new resolution." According to the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, neither Russia nor the other JCPOA participants see any legal, political or moral ground for deriding UN Security Council's decisions and the UN Security Council itself in such a brutal fashion. Lavrov said Washington's attempt shows that it's trying to do away with the notion of international law and replace it with a rule-based order. Lavrov added, "There have been many examples of this, and they are becoming more and more frequent. This is a very dangerous tendency for Washington."